الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين. نحمد على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، قال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم: هو الذي بعث في الأميين رسولا منهم يتلو عليهم آياته ويزكيهم ويعلمهم الكتاب والحكمة. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, He, Allah, is the one who raised up among the unlettered a messenger from among themselves, who recites the verses of Allah and makes them pure and teaches them the book and the wisdom. Dear Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a mercy for the mankind, to bring the book, not only to recite, but to teach and demonstrate and interpret and show the guidance and the correct way of life. The purpose of a messenger is not just to deliver the book and leave it up to the people to interpret, but the purpose is manifold: to teach the book and to purify the people and to teach them wisdom. What is the importance of sunnah in our life today? The sunnah, as the scholars or muhaddithin define, a word is spoken by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or an act done by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or a confirmation given by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look at the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam when he made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes in the Quran: رَبَّنَا وَبْعَثْ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُو عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِكَ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ. Our Lord raised in their midst a messenger from among themselves who recites to them your verses and teaches them the book and wisdom and purifies them. Four distinct purposes of a Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The first one is to convey the book, to recite, tilawa. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the authority on how the book of Allah should be recited. The second function, to teach the book, the contents, to interpret, the ta'aleem. The third purpose, teach wisdom, which is something in addition to the book. Teach hikmah. And the fourth function is to purify people. Tazkiyah. Dear Muslims, just delivering the book, or just reciting the book, or just going over the book and teaching was not enough. And that's why these two additional functions, to teach wisdom and to purify people, to show them in a practical way how the contents of the book to be applied in the real life. And that is the purpose of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If we go back to Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stresses the importance of following Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that comes in many ayahs throughout the Quran. In two contexts, in two categories, in one type of ayahs, we will find, as our scholars have explained, we will find the ayahs about the obedience of messenger, the ita'ah, that obey the spoken word of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, obey the orders of messengers. And the second types of ayahs, we will find the ittiba, follow Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, follow his actions. Follow his acts. So let's go back to Quran and see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to follow Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Whenever in the Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes obedience to Allah, at the same place he describes the obedience to the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Surah Al Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولُ فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْكَافِرِينَ. Say, obey Allah and the Messenger, but if they turn their backs, Allah loves not the disbelievers. And in the same surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. And obey Allah and the Messenger, so that you may be blessed. Surah An-Nisa, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ. O those who believe, obey Allah and obey the Messenger and those in authority among you. In Surah Al-Ma'idah, وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَاحْذَرُوا. And obey Allah and obey the Messenger and beware. In Surah Al-Infal, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَأَصْلِحُوا ذَاتَ بَيْنَكُمْ وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. So fear Allah and set things right between you and obey Allah and His Messenger if you are believers. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَلَا تَوَلَّوْا عَنْهُ وَأَنْتُمْ تَسْمَعُونَ. O those who believe, obey Allah and His Messenger, and do not turn away from Him while you are listening. وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَلَا تَنَازَعُوا فَتَفْشَلُوا. And obey Allah and His Messenger, and do not quarrel with each other, and so lose heart. In Surah An-Nur, قُلْ أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّمَا عَلَيْهِ مَا حُمِّلَ وَعَلَيْكُمْ مَا حُمِّلْتُمْ وَإِنْ تُطِيعُوهُ تَهْتَدُوا. Say, obey Allah and obey the Messenger. Then if you turn away, upon him rests what is laid on him, and upon you rests what is laid on you. If you obey him, you will be guided. If you obey him, you will be guided. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَلَا تُبْطِلُوا أَعْمَالَكُمْ. O those who believe, obey Allah and obey the Messenger, and do not make your deeds vain. Surah Muhammad. Dear Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it obligatory to obey the Messenger. And there are more ayahs on this topic. What will we get as a result of obedience to the Messenger? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah An-Nisa, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ يُدْخِلْهُ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, Allah shall admit him in the gardens underneath which rivers flow. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ. And whoever obeys Allah and the Messenger, they are in the company of those whom Allah has blessed. In Surah Al-Ahzab, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, he has won a great success. Whenever the Quran mentions the obedience of Allah, it mentions the obedience of our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this principle is not new. All the prophets who came, the hukum, the ibas to follow them. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِن رَسُولٍ إِلَّا لِيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. And we sent no messenger, but that he should be obeyed by the leave of Allah. On the other hand, if we don't obey the Messenger, if we don't obey Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what happens? ومن يعص الله ورسوله ويتعد حدوده يدخله نارا خالدا فيها.
And whoever disobeys Allah and His Messenger and transgresses His limits, He shall admit him to fire, where he shall remain forever.
وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَقَدْ ضَلَّ ضَلَالًا مُبِينًا.
And whoever disobeys Allah and His Messenger has gone astray into manifest error.
وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْعِقَابُ.
And whoever makes a breach with Allah and His Messenger, then Allah is severe in punishment. So when the Quran mentions the obedience to Allah, it comes with the obedience of the Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On the other hand, you may find some ayahs in the Quran where only the obedience of the Messenger is mentioned. For example, an ayah in Surah An-Nur,
وَأَقِيمُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتُوا الزَّكَاةَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ.
And establish salah and pay zakah and obey the Messenger. Obey the Prophet so that you may be blessed. So much is stressed on the obedience of the Prophet, obedience of Messenger. The reason is, dear Muslims, the obedience to Allah cannot be achieved without the obedience of the Messenger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not speak to each and every individual on how he or she should live the life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes that principle in the Quran,
وَمَا كَانَ لِبَشَرٍ أَن يُكَلِّمَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا وَحْيًا أَوْ مِنْ وَرَاءِ حِجَابٍ أَوْ يُرْسِلَ رَسُولًا فَيُوحِيَ بِإِذْنِهِ مَا يَشَاءُ.
And it is not possible for a human being that Allah should speak to him except by revelation or from behind a curtain, or that he should send a messenger and he reveal by his leave what he wills. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends messenger. And the obedience of messenger leads to the obedience of Allah. This is the way and this is the principle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, in Surah An-Nisa,
وَمَن يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ.
And whoever obeys the messenger, thereby obeys Allah. Because the messenger does not say anything out of his own mind.
وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَىٰ.
And he, the Prophet, does not speak out of his own desire. It is not but a revelation revealed to him. Dear Muslims, the Quran stresses and insists on the obedience of the Messenger. The second type of the ayahs which we find in the Quran is the ittiba. Follow the Messenger, follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, follow his acts and practices, not only the spoken word. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran,
قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ.
Say, if you love Allah, follow me. Follow our Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Allah will love you and forgive you your sins.
قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُو إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي.
Say, this is my way, I call to Allah with sure knowledge, and whoever follows me. And Surah Yasin,
قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اتَّبِعُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ.
He said, my people, follow the messengers. The reason is clear. The purpose of coming of Prophet is not only to recite the book and convey the book and leave it to the people to interpret as they want, but to teach the book, the contents of the book, and teach wisdom, hikmah, and purify them, show a model, show a practical training on how one should live a life according to Quran and Sunnah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran,
لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا.
There is surely a good example for you in the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, for the one who hopes to meet Allah and the hereafter and remembers Allah abundantly. Dear Muslims, for the islah of the ummah, for the reformation of the ummah, just a book was not enough. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends a messenger, a teacher, an instructor with the book. Throughout the history, there are messengers and prophets which came without a book. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not sent any book without a teacher or instructor, without a messenger. And this is the principle. The humanity needs a teacher, an instructor, someone to demonstrate the contents of the book. And dear Muslims, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, the followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they took and they preserved the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the spoken word, the hadith, and the acts and deeds and actions and confirmations given by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they practiced in the minutest details. And as a result, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loved them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them success. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the treasure of this world. And they got the radiyallahu anhum wa radu anhu. And we find many examples in the life of Sahaba, how they preserved even a small sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'll just give you a few examples. At the time of Hudaybiyah, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sent Uthman radiyallahu anhu for negotiations to the chiefs of Kufar. So he went and he stayed in the house of his cousin, and then he was going for meeting with the leaders, the mushrikeen of Makkah. And his izar, his loin cloth, is above his ankles, which is the practice, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the people told him that, what are you doing? It is a practice for the Arab dignitaries to have their loin clothes, you know, below the ankles. So you should also do that, so that you don't want to disturb the proceeding and the conference with the mushrikeen leaders. And his reply was that, I cannot give up. I cannot leave. This is the sunnah of my master. This is the sunnah of my master. Hudhayfa ibn Yaman radiallahu anhu, who conquered Iran, he went, and the king Khusro, the king of non-believers, invited for negotiations. So he went there and he was offered some meal, something to eat. And one morsel of food dropped on the floor. Hudhayfa radiallahu anhu immediately picked up and he wanted to clean and eat, because this is the practice, the sunnah of beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the people stopped him. What are you doing? This is the court of the king. You will be disgraced. And what is his reply? Should I leave the sunnah of Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam because of these fools? Should I leave the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam because of these fools? And the history showed who were the fools and who became the custodians, and how Islam came to that area. The same Hudhayfa ibn Yaman radiallahu anhu and Rabi'a ibn Amir radiallahu anhu, they are going to the court of the king to convey the message, and the gatekeeper stops them because they are wearing simple clothes. So you are going to the king's court. Here is a garment, a special one for you. They refused. We are here to convey the message. If the king wants to listen, then we give the message. Otherwise, we go back. Such is the attitude. Look at the example of Umar bin Khattab radiallahu anhu. He is going to get the keys of Baitul Maqdas without any bloodshed. And people requested that you should have such and such clothes and such conveyance, so that, you know, it will impress the civilized people over there. And his reply, more or less to the meaning, that Allah gave us izzah, respect, through Islam. Dear Muslims, this was the attitude of Sahaba radiallahu anhum, to preserve the sunnah, that simple life and sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the minutest details. And one of the reasons the Muslims all over the world are disgraced and humiliated today is that we are trying to impress, we have some fear and we are trying to win the hearts of the non-believers by adopting their means and ways and lifestyle and appearance. And the love of dunya is so much in our heart that the love of Allah, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam cannot come to our heart. And that's why our scholars say, this is not my judgment or I think, this is the judgment of the biggest scholars of today, that this is one of the reasons the Muslim Ummah is being disgraced. We want to please the English, we want to please the French and the Italian and the American, and we forgot Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Small sunnah has the barakah, mercy of Allah. We should take time to discover what sunnah is missing from my life. We should take time to open our heart and really bring it back into ours. Because that is where the success is. That is where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love us. And that Allah will remove our miseries and problems. Dear Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put success in the deen, in the command of Allah and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And deen will come with juhad and sacrifice. As we spend 15,000 to 20,000 hours of worldly education to understand the material, the science and medicine, should take some time out to understand the hukum of Allah, the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and make a strong resolve and make tawbah and repentance to bring it in back into our life. That is where the success is. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to understand. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanak Allahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun wa salamun ala al mursalin walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
Alhamdulillah ali dhati azim as-sifat sami simat kabir ash-shan جميل الثناء جزيل العطاء مجيب الدعاء عميم الإحسان سريع الحساب شديد العقاب أليم العذاب عزيز السلطان. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له في الخلق والأمر, ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله المبعوث إلى الأسود والأحمر, صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين هم خلاصة العرب العرباء وخير الخلائق بعد الأنبياء. أما بعد, فيا أيها الناس وحدوا الله فإن التوحيد رأس الطاعات, واتقوا الله فإن التقوى ملاك الحسنات, وعليكم بالسنة فإن السنة تهدي إلى الإطاعة, ومن أطاع الله ورسوله فقد رشد واهتدى, وإياكم والبدعة فإن البدعة تهدي إلى المعصية, ومن يعص الله ورسوله فقد ضل وغوى. وعليكم بالصدق فإن الصدق ينجي والكذب يهلك, وعليكم بالإحسان فإن الله يحب المحسنين. ولا تقنطوا من رحمة الله فإنه أرحم الراحمين. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وقال ربكم ادعوني أستجب لكم, إن الذين يستكبرون عن عبادتي سيدخلون جهنم داخرين. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم, ونفعنا وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم. أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه, ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا, من يهد الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له, ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد قال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا ادخلوا في السلم كافة وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا إن تنصروا الله ينصركم ويثبت أقدامكم وقال تعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأقباهم علي وفاطمة سيدة نساء أهل الجنة والحسن والحسين سيدا شباب أهل الجنة وحمزة أسد الله وأسد رسوله رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين اللهم اغفر للعباس وولده مغفرة ظاهرة وباطنة لا تغادر ذنبا الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر المجاهدين في كل مكان اللهم اهد الناس جميعا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون وأقيموا الصلاة